Hey, welcome back to another episode of Geeks Turns. Me, your boy Eli.
Hey, it's Daniel over here.
And we got, if Dan, as I've always said before, if Daniel's here, there's only one or two things: gaming and fighting games, which is basically the same thing if it depends on who you ask. So we're definitely going to be talking about fighting games because a lot of stuff came out last week. And for some people, like, well, it came out last week. I'm pretty sure everyone's talked about it. It's like, yeah, but like, that's still a lot to talk about. The thought of some of the more recent news, but also like, in between that news and right now, as we speak, there's been more stuff about another fighting game. But if you haven't read the title, we're basically talking about Street Fighter VI and the new Fatal Fury game, City of the Wolves, which is such a good title. I love that title.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just, oh, I love it. I can't, it's probably the English that I just really kind of prefer. And it's going to make me sound a little weird, but I really kind of prefer how they say it in that. The city of the wolves. Apologize to all our Asian viewers. It just sounds really cool when they say it. I'm sorry.
You know, I get what you're coming from, yeah.
No, yeah. So we're gonna be talking about the fact that and because yes, we know that Terry motherfucking Bogard, and Mai Shiranui are both gonna be a. Season two and characters for Street Fighter Six, which for some that's gonna be like, oh, okay. I mean, they're fighting games, right? But these are two different companies.
And what's really the biggest thing of all is that Street Fighter in its entire 30 year plus history did not have any
No.
guest characters whatsoever. It
No.
may cross over with games like Rival Schools or Final Fight, but this is the very first time where they're actually going
And
outside their company.
yeah, no, for people who are like rival schools, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's one of those fighting games that you'll never see because no one really cared.
I care.
I care too. I care too. Bot was the name Batsu? I always forget his name, but it sounds like Bat to me.
It was Batsu.
Batsu, yeah. I knew it was Batsu, but it's one of those things where I'm like, listen, I'm not 100% certain on a lot of shit, but I want to make sure I got this right. Yeah, but no, he's kind of really cool. But yeah, no, if for those of you being like, well, haven't they crossed and stuff like this before? We're like Marvel or like, well, see, that's kind of like an internal thing though.
Yeah, it's completely different. Like, so Street Fighter, I mean, they mostly tend to keep with everything themselves, but then when you get to games like Marvel versus Capcom, Tatsunoko versus Capcom, that's usually
Capcom
like the
versus
entirety of all their
SNK.
properties. So you got like
Yeah.
Starcraft characters in there, Mega Man, Dead Rising, Phoenix Wright, list
So
goes on.
it's not like a real true crossover within Street Fighter. And that's kind of why this is such a big deal because, well, for one, SNK is kind of like the, I wouldn't say they're se the second best, maybe the third most well-known fighting game developers coming from Japan
Like,
at best.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say because, like, yeah, like back then, in the hype at the height of fighting games, I mean, and it was either like Namco or Mortal Kombat with a Midway or Capcom. SNK was kind of relatively like unknown or just looked
Unless
down
you lived in
upon.
Mexico.
Yeah, that's yeah, because a lot of people I think in the States that knew about SNK, they kind of view it as Street Fighter knockoffs, where they definitely weren't.
No. To give you get a bit of context on SNK, specifically the Fatal Furies side of the company, because SNK also made Metal Slug. So if so
Yeah.
you guys know SNK if you don't know SNK.
Yes, and funnily enough, almost pretty much everything from SNK is in the same universe. So Metal Slug, KOF, Fatal Fury, Art of Fighting.
Yeah, but like Fatal Fury was the game that came out after like a year or like a couple months after Street Fighter 2, correct?
Yeah, like a year or two later. And it's
Yeah,
directed by the same guy that did a Street Fighter as well.
the original Street Fighter, correct?
Yeah.
Now Street Fighter 2. And so he technically took a lot of what he wanted to originally wanted to do with Street Fighter and made Fatal Fury, and that's what had Andy Bogard later on. Mai has Andy Bogard. Geese Howard.
Joe Higashi.
Yeah. Like all these characters that are really well known and well beloved. So that's why kind of like, those two are so intertwined. And that's kind of why, the inevitable crossover would eventually happen. It just kind of never really happened, except for maybe Capcom versus SNK. And that's, again, that's more like, we'll take some new characters and we'll make the game ourselves.
Yeah, same vein like Marvel versus Capcom too. Like, you know, it's a big crossover between like everyone's own property. I mean, just reuse some skins and not skins, sprites and everything from like X-Men, Children of the Atom, Marvel Super Heroes, let's, you know, and so
If you
on.
remember from our talk of on or from our live conversation at Comicpalooza, they continuously use that sprite for Morgan. I am not kidding.
No, like I think that was from, was it from Darkstalkers 1 or 2? Or are they both the same?
They might be both the same.
Yeah.
I need to boot up the fighting game collection just to make sure. But it is essentially the same. It still has the cartoony wackiness of that one.
Yeah, no, just look up like a sprite comparison chart. You'll see like between, you know, Street Fighter Alpha and 2, between Ryu, and they're all different. I believe Alpha was the one used for FZ 2. And then take a look at Morgan. Pretty much every single game she appeared in a sprite form is the same
Yeah.
sprite.
It's even funnier because I have Capcom versus SNK2 on PS2. And whenever you select Morgan and you play with any other character, all the sprites on there are kind of newish. Morgan's still old as
Oh yeah, like if I remember, like some of the Street Fighter characters, they have like an SNK look to them.
Yeah. And Morgan still looks the same.
Yeah, like her tunish
I mean,
cell phone.
yeah, when you're an immortal succubus, that's kind of what happens, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, we could say that. I mean, you're an
That's the
immortal.
in-game reason.
Yeah, you don't age, you don't change whatsoever.
No, you say in your 16-betness. But yeah, no. So the reason that, but the one of the big things that came out of this big announcement was that they've been planning this since before the game was released.
Oh yeah, like yeah, they said I think they might have had like a character vote or, you know, a poll to show what characters they wanted to see the most, but this was done even before that.
Yeah, no. So from what I've read up on is that the developer, the head guys in charge of Street Fighter 6 were very much on the what can we do? You know, they've already had like a really good relationship now with SNK, because SNK, for those of you who don't know, there was a period where they were kind of nowhere. They were in the void.
Yeah,
And
I
they've
mean,
been
like,
made, well, yeah, well.
yeah, like in the same sense. I mean, they're kind of like rivals. I mean, they even like did some jabs at each other.
Like, yeah, and like it was fun jabs because Dan is based off of Ryo Sakazaki from Art of Fighting, right?
It's a mix of both. So yeah, like the gi and his outfit and everything. It's based off of Ryo, and then his ponytail style is from Robert Garcia.
And then they made fun of that again with what's his name? He's the American one is Cushion of Butt, but is was it Marco Rodriguez? Marco Rodriguez, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like back and forth. So it's kind of like a fun rivalry, not like a, I hate you, SNK. I hate you, Cat. No, it's like, oh, we're all kind of making a small jab because again, they were make a game together called Capcom versus SNK, and SNK versus Capcom, which is different. But like I said, this is something that they've been planning for a while now because they were like before the game's released, they're like, can we do guest characters? Can we? And it's like, we kind of want to do Fatal Fury because one of my dudes, I think the guy who's always going to work with a white shirt, he's like, because I kind of like Fatal Fury, Real Battle Fatal Fury 2. And I'm just like, bro, that's an oldie.
Yeah.
It's like a remake of the original, isn't it?
I believe so. I think there's like two different ones there, because yeah, there's Real Battle and then Fatal Fury Special.
Yeah. But like, you know, that's kind of where they kind of came off of. And they're already kind of, like I said, there was a point where SNK was in a void because they had a lot of money issues. Part of it was probably KOF 13 being like the most expensive 2D sprites you've ever seen in your goddamn life.
Yeah, like it'll be the most amazing like sprites and animation work you'll ever seen for sprite art, but because of that, it costed them a lot. And
I think
yeah,
it
they
took
went through a
like,
little.
I think it took a year for a character to be done, right?
I think so. It did took them a large amount of time where they even had to decide like they probably won't be able to do any DLC for the game because of the amount of work they had to do.
Yeah, it was insanely detailed. I thought it was I mean, don't get me wrong, it's an amazing looking game. They were kind of also in that era where like graphics be damned, we just want good gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, like Street Fighter, you know, they went through some weird slumps before, you know, they settle how they work with their 3D, you know, characters with four. But But yeah, like I mean, like the sprite works, they were amazing, but at the same time, it costed them a lot. I'm not sure if this was the one that bankrupted them completely yet, but
No.
yeah, because after that, like eventually when they did went bankrupt, they were bought out by another company and then became SNK Playmore.
And then they got bought out again
Yeah.
by a Saudi prince. I'm not kidding. This, you can fact check me. This is basically true.
Let me, yeah, like I remember Googling it and it's like, wait, is this real? And yeah, it was
They got
real.
that Saudi money.
I mean, as long as I still get my, you know, my SNK stuff, I mean, I'm
Oh,
down with
yeah.
it. I mean,
Oh, no, yeah.
Samurai Shodown came back. I mean, KOF 15 like is a huge comeback after 14.
No, yeah. The fact that like I said, they made more fighting games. Like Samurai Showdown was a game that is probably gonna be for a lot of people like, oh, what is that game? But if you like either come from like that era of, you know, arcades, you know what Samurai Showdown is, you know what Art of Fighting is, you know what Fate, you know KOF, King of Fighters, right? I think King of Fighters is the more well-known fighting games that they've been making because there's goddamn 15 of them. Because they
Yeah,
kept releasing one every year.
and plus, literally, the last Fatal Fury game was Garou, and that was back around maybe
And
Dreamcast era.
that was actually my first Fatal Fury game. I remember playing that at an anime convention, and I really fell in love with the look. Like, Rock Howard was like, yo, this dude's cool. Tizoc, this dude's awesome.
Yeah.
Because he's basically Mexican wrestler. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys don't know who T-Zok is, it's basically the king of dinosaurs before you change identities.
Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, then I can't help you. I can't. KOF is weird. But no, yeah, they've been surviving through that. And then when we inevitably have now the big comeback, that's when people were like, hey, yo, CBS3? Capcom versus SNK3? Maybe, please? Hopefully so.
Yeah, and then Sakurai said, yeah, sure. And then we got Terry and Smash Brothers.
Right, and again, no, that was like literally just watch Sakurai talk about SNK. That is like a beauty of it itself, because that's how much important. That's how like big they're not. Again, they're not Capcom big for a lot of people, but like they're just a two of the the best of workers of like the things like it's like Call of Duty and Battlefront, right? Or
Yeah.
Battlefield. It's
Yeah,
like
I mean,
there's you could say there's a rivalry, but they're cool with each other.
No, yeah, like I mean, nowadays everyone's cool with each other. I mean, yeah, back then you probably would have seen a rivalry between like Virtual Fighter and Tekken, and then because you know those were the big competing games with each other. But now like everyone's just cool with everyone, and we're seeing like lots of crossovers
I
between
think a
like
lot of
different
people tend to
games.
forget they're all drinking buddies.
No, they are like Harada, like for the he was so excited for Virtual Fighter 5 to come out, they actually like went to
He's
hang out
still
like
wanting. He's like,
guys.
come on, guys. I'm like, he's their biggest stand right now. He's like, I want new Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, like
I want it.
the only reason why Tekken is the way it is because he wants to outdo Virtual Fighter, which he did, but now he wants them to come back to see how he can do even better in
Yeah, he wants
Tekken.
that competition. He wants that the challenge, and like that's healthy competitorship, if you ask me.
Yeah. And then you had like some couple, you know, some people from different companies they start working for each other too, like Shinkiro for the longest time work making creating art for SNK and now works for Street Fighter.
Yeah, which is it always takes you back, doesn't it? It's like, what are you doing here? I'm used to you over there. It's so funny. No, yeah, and I think what it started to when a lot of people were like, could we get a new one? Because Capcom versus SNK 2 is like one of the best fighting games of all time, dude. Like
Yeah.
that game just feels so good. I love the vibe of that game. Just like the announcer is like, gone are the days of those cool like announcers that'll be like, because he's like, for blow, round
Yeah.
one. And it's like, oh, Christ. Like he's like that hype, he's a hype announcer. That's the one I miss.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it in KOF, but it's still not the same, bro. It's not the same. But yeah, no, they made a comeback, and I think it was the Evo 2001 or 2002, 2002. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
But you know what I'm talking about when they released that artwork, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 20 no, we went last year's. Yeah, it was 2022 when they released the Evo.
Because it was the Welcome Back to Evo.
Yeah, you got like Shinkiro like doing their Capcom side, and then you got I forgot what's his name for SNK side as well.
Yeah, and they had like their characters from their respective franchise like fighting. Like you had Luke looking up at Rugal and you're like, Luke, you can't do that. No.
Yeah.
Genocide Cutter. No. Unless you play him in 15 where he's kind of a chump ass. Then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Then you'll be fine. By the way, was it a Gozer, the guy after Rugal, right?
Gozer? I think so. I don't remember who was the last guy. It was
the last of the Boss Rage one that came out.
Yeah, like, okay, look, because the first one was Rugal, right?
Rugal. Yeah, Omega Rugal.
And who? I feel like it was a guy before him, too.
I think it was Gozer. He was the one I tried. It's like, oh, man, like, Rugal was easy. It took me, like, 5 tries, and I got him. This guy's like, oh, no. This is what I wanted, and this is not what I was looking forward to.
Yeah.
Because he was a little more tougher. They made a comeback. They've got the, you know, the drive on there at a good point where they're like, new Fatal Fury? Guys? And we're all just like, yeah! Like, I have that announcement Fatal Fury poster right in front of me. I'm looking it dead in the eye. It's so good. The Rock Howard one.
Oh, you got that. Yeah, I have the Terry Bogard one.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Fatal Fury yet. It just says new Fatal Fury title announced, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, new Fatal Fury series / Garo.
Yeah.
That's how people were hyped, because like the games that came out with are so good, and like everyone was looking forward to them, even if they didn't win Best Fighting Game of the Year from Jeff Keighley.
Yeah,
still mad about that.
Yeah, I mean, Multiversus got pulled down, man, for like, I don't know, a year and a half after that.
Yeah, which is so funny. It's so when this got announced, it just meant like the floodgates had opened, because like, so again, like you said earlier, Street Fighter was like kind of the prestige. You don't expect them to do a crossover, like you kind of expect it from other fighting games. Well, now we're doing it with a bunch of fighting games. I think it started with Tekken. Really, you could say Smash, but like Smash Brothers, but like
even before that, I would still argue Mortal Kombat. It all started with Freddy Krueger.
I would, yeah, but I feel like, well, to be fair, Mortal Kombat tends to do.
Wait, which one came out first, Brawl or MK9?
MK9.
That I would say Mortal Kombat, because you could say it was either Mortal Kombat or Smash Brothers, because Smash Brothers they started it by introducing Snake and Sonic.
Yeah. To be fair, with Mortal Kombat, they're announcing like crossover characters. They're more like movie characters, right? They just get their movie rights or comic book rights, depending on which one you're going with.
Yeah, you could start just saying like that's the start of the popularization of guest characters. So yeah,
that's what you could say.
Yeah,
and I feel like it wasn't until like maybe Smash Brothers and maybe, well, actually no, even further than that, Soul Calibur.
Oh, you were right. Soul Calibur, all the way from the beginning.
Yeah, Soul Calibur, was it 2 or 3? I want to say it was 2.
I don't remember if the first one or even Soul Edge had any kind of guest characters.
Soul Edge did not.
Okay, yeah, so it all started with Soul Calibur 2, and it started with these exclusive guest characters. So if you're playing on a GameCube, you got Link from The Legend of Zelda, you got Heihachi on PS2, and then you got Spawn on Xbox, who...
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't play as the actual Spawn, but it's kind of cool it was Spawn either way.
Mm-hmm. And from there they just kept getting like more and more guest characters, and it wasn't I think it was around Heihachi, and so like in fighting games they've had guest characters. Street Fighter was always the one that never did it, unless it was like a crossover game where like, all right, we're working with Namco, or you know, Bandai Namco before they were Bandai Namco. We're working with Marvel, we're working with SNK. Like we said earlier, that tended to be the usual, you know, excuse. This is the first time they got those characters in, and it's SNK, which again makes the most sense. They have a history together. They're like the most two best known 2D fighter companies.
Yeah. Even the characters are cool with each other. Like Chun-Li's cool with Mai, and then Terry's cool with Ken.
Yeah, no, there's a reason why a lot of people like look forward to the crossover games. And like looking forward to this, because like there's that cool moment where, you know, because Ken and Terry everyone says like they're kind of the same character, and I mean technicality maybe.
I mean, we can have that conversation now, like whether Terry or not is a Shoto since he's in Street Fighter, but probably not.
No, yeah. It's one of those things. But they have this really cool moment in CVS 2, Capcom versus K2, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about,
Yeah.
where like Ken picks up the hat and throws it at Terry as like a gesture of goodwill.
Yeah.
Because Terry is always known for his hat that says Fatal Fury
Yeah.
or just something blank
Or Neo Geo or
or
whatever
Neo
he has
Geo.
on.
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing with that. So, yeah, no, this is the reason why a lot of people are excited because it's the first time they ever had that kind of interaction. And for it being SNK, you just heard us talk all about the history of SNK. Not a well depth in like history, but like something to talk. Like these are who these guys are, and this is why a lot of us are excited for it. And like I said, it just opened the floodgates. Who's next? And you have to ask the question: can we get Tekken characters in here? Can we get Akira characters?
I mean, I would like to see that, man. Because I
I
mean,
would
if
love
we're
to see
getting
that.
Terry and Mai to come
My.
in, it would be cool to see maybe Kazuya or Jin, you know, come back for another round so we can have a little bit of a taste of what.
My theory, and this is, and I got my brother called me out on this. I mean, like, that's cool, but I don't think they'll do that. That every season is going to be a reference to to one of their crossover games.
Like that would be a little bit too much because I mean you got to keep in mind some of the fans they do want to see the other characters come out like
They do. They do.
I mean I remember like there's this artist online who wants Makoto to be back so badly that every
I know
time
who you're
she
talking about.
announces, yeah every time she doesn't get announced for another season or anything like that he would draw a picture of Makoto like all sad because she's not coming back.
No, I definitely want Makoto back. Actually, I would hate Makoto. I would hate going up against Makoto, but at the same time, I'd be like, yo, that's kind of dope. Let me see that shit.
Yeah.
Hit me with that combo. That combo was sick.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. Just hit me with that combo.
I mean, like, as long as you pick Makoto, you automatically win.
Oh yeah, no, that's the
No,
rules of Third Strike, and Street Fighter 4 too.
that's Elena. Or
Oh, that's Elena. Yeah.
is that true for Makoto as well?
I don't know.
No, I just know
Street
like
Fighter
Elena was
F
broken for.
Yeah, Elena was broken Street Fighter 4 because she had the heal.
No, yeah, she could heal.
And she's back in F 6, so I don't know if they'll do the heal again.
No, they addressed it. It won't be a repeat of what happened before.
Okay, good. But no, yeah. So we're getting those characters in the game, and now it's opened the floodgates because now, and this is where we're going into the SNK side more because of the Fatal Fury announcements, right?
Yeah.
Because Fatal Fury. City of the Wolves is their newest game, newest Fatal Fury, after a very long hiatus, I would say. I'm even calling it a hiatus because they're back.
Yeah. And another thing to
Because.
note, so KOF, it's like a completely different timeline from what we know from Fatal Fury. So you're pretty much going back to the original timeline. So we're going back to the main story of what's going on after Geese died and everything.
Because Garou, Mark of the Wolves, was released like in the early 90s. Late 90s, I'm sorry. Late
Yeah,
90s,
late
early
90s,
2000s.
like it came around like PS2 maybe and Dreamcast. Yeah.
So that should tell you how long it's been. So this is the newest one. That was like, what generation of consoles was that?
Ooh, that's I don't know which number, but I could just tell you, at the time it was Dreamcast, 64, PS1, Saturn.
Okay, that tells you PS1. PS1, possible PS2, right?
Yeah.
We're already in PS5. That should tell you how long it's been. That's how long it's been since we had a new Fatal Fury. Because KOF has always been 3v3.
Oh yeah, like KOF, like and none of this is where you think like a moreover is Capcom. It's basically you go off after each round, so you get to use a different character after your first character gets knocked
So you
out.
really got to think about your character selections in that one.
Yeah, and plus like it even affects your little power meter and everything on the bottom hood.
So that's kind of how, like, they differentiate. Now, Fatal Fury has always been one-on-one. It's going back to more traditional, fighting game kind of stuff.
Yeah, like oh, not too traditional because the original Fatal Fury you could sidestep.
True. That is true. And you can't say, I don't know. It doesn't look like you're sidestepping on this one, though.
Yeah, no, like I think they only did it like in the first few, and that's it.
Yeah. That was kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie. But that was the thing about Fatal Fury. A lot of people don't know. They always try to reinvent themselves. In like the most weird way possible. That was kind of cool. Like Street Fighter kind of will always be Street Fighter.
Yeah.
It will always be a game about neutral, and kind of,
And footsies.
and footsies, mostly footsies. If you don't know how to play footsies, play that footsies game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the thing that we we're talking about, and they're hyping themselves up because like they got us in a lot of new stuff. We got a new character. Was it
Let's
So
see.
then,
I forgot what his name. Bee Janet was announced that she'll be returning.
yes, a lot of memes for that one.
Yeah.
They range from a lot of stuff that made me sound like, okay, guys, we need to relax. We need to go touch grass. But honestly, my favorite one was probably the where it's the Smithers meme.
Which one? The one where he's at the club?
Yeah, when the one was at the club,
Yeah.
that was the best. And you know, but like, yeah, no, people are hyped because like they're like, whoa. Aside from the new little bit B. Janet, who was always a like very well-respected character, just happened to be also hot for a lot of
Yeah.
people. She because she looks good. But I think his name is, I'm trying to remember his name right now. Something Vox.
Let me just pull them up quick. Let's see.
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now too. Vox Reaper.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, I found it. So he's supposed to be a student of one of the characters that was from Garo Kane.
Like, what was his name? Yeah, he's supposed to be
Kane was the main bad guy. And then Grant. It was Grant.
yeah.
Yeah, so he's coming back and he looks pretty cool. And this is why, again, why we're talking more about it. They've announced some more stuff like, hey, guess what, guys? Here's all the gameplay details because we gave a lot of streamers and influencers information about the game. Here you go. And honestly, just watch the Max video. He probably goes more in depth than any of us will probably. And he's probably the only one I know so far that has actually had that information going. And I've
Yeah,
been
hell, he
listening to it.
just wanted to
And
feel
I'm
that
just like,
plated too.
yeah, he also played it. And I've heard a lot of people talking about it. It plays really fucking good.
Yeah.
I heard apparently it's more defensive in terms of like there's more defensive stuff to go around. So like if you don't want to get comboed your butt out, this is the game to do it in. Because there's a lot of ways to get out of it. Not combo breaker style like in KI, but like there's something to get you out of it. And also, like you can still be aggressive. There's like combo extenders and all that stuff. It sounds like a really well thought out game and a really fun game. So we're definitely excited for that game. But there was also the newest news that came out about that is that there are going to be some more surprises coming out of this game.
Yeah.
And which leads us to, again, what we said about Street Fighter. They don't tend to do, guest characters. And this, because when you sent me that tweet, Daniel, I think we were both thinking.
I mean, it's not confirmed yet, so we don't know what they mean by special, but
That's right, you don't know.
like it's just our prediction our own. So yeah,
Now,
so
when,
for all the
yeah.
KOF fans that are wanting more for KOF 15, do not fret, don't worry. They have announced that they are working on more DLC characters for KOF 15.
Akuma.
Akuma. Like, I mean, Tekken hated Akuma. Do you want the KOF fans to hate him too?
I feel like they'd be all right. They've dealt with Rugal for years.
Yeah, but Shin Akuma though.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Rugal was a monster, until recently. But he, so I think it'll be fine. Shin Akuma was bad too. But remember, Akuma's a
Always been
glass
bad.
cannon.
Unless you fight a Shin form, then he's just a monster.
Unless you fight that one version that was on the Battle Hub for a while.
Oh yeah.
Good Lord, that was tough.
I tried. I honestly tried.
I tried to. I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah.
He's full screening me. I can't do anything. I'm just gonna sit back and watch.
It was like, I guess the best way to describe it is like trying to do like level 9 Kazuya when he first came out in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. No, but like something special. We don't know what it is. Ideally, because of the hypeness, and this is kind of the beauty that is in some fighting games. Like whenever they kind of talk to each other and just introducing guest characters, we're like, whoa, hold up! Is if this is possible, maybe we can get this, maybe we can get that. You know, kind of like the Tekken thing, right? Where, oh, you got Akuma. That's crazy,
And
and
he's
then you get
canon to the Tekken lore? No way.
somehow. And then you get other fighting game ass characters like Geese Howard from Fatal Fury,
Yeah.
from SNK.
And then
And
you have
then,
characters way out like Noctis from Final Fantasy 15.
well, I felt like it should have been in Soul Calibur, but sure. All right. We got 2B. That's fine.
Yeah, and it's not like we got Negan from The Walking Dead.
That was the weirdest one of them all.
Yeah, like I like how the biggest complaints I heard about their inclusion is like Negan should have been in Mortal Kombat or Noctis should have been in Soul Calibur.
Yeah, but Tekken kind of has now established themselves as like the crossover ones, guys, because they can get the money because they're banned
Yeah.
by Namco.
I mean that's true, but like Soul Calibur, it doesn't have like that same power like Tekken has, but
That
he
is
still
true.
grabs all those guest characters, like
That's true.
again, like Link,
Listen,
Darth Vader.
Ezio, 2B, Geralt, Olivier,
Haromaru.
Farmaru. Who else was it too?
Geralt from The Witcher.
That's what I just I already said
Oh, you
Geralt.
did? Oh, okay.
Who
And then
else?
Ezio from Assassin's
I
Creed.
already said that one too.
Yoda.
There you go, Yoda. You think the shark would have jumped at when you had Yoda, Darth Vader, and the Starkiller. But nope, we just keep going.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Starkiller was the secret guest character in 4.
Well, he was the only guest character in both versions of the game.
Yeah.
Because like, if you had Xbox, you get Yoda. If you had PlayStation, you get Darth Vader until they were doing DLC.
Yeah. So unfortunately, those DLCs are gone now. So if you have a PS3 copy of Soul Calibur, you can still play as the man himself, Darth Vader.
I still have my 360 copy of Soul Calibur, so I can still play Yoda.
But you can't play Darth Vader.
Yoda was more funnier because he was annoying.
Yeah, but do you want to be funny or do you want to be respected with power?
Fair. That's a fair one. I'll give you that. But yeah, no, so there's a lot of things going on between those two companies that is getting a lot of people talking, especially when if in lieu of like possibly a new crossover game with Capcom versus NK.
Oh yeah, because like we definitely would love to see another crossover game. It's been a long while because like the last few that we've seen, fortunately, like they're not met with that strong of positive
No.
reactions or anything like that. I mean,
Even if they have a very vocal like fan base like that of Marvel's Capcom Infinite, it still did not reach the numbers that they wanted.
yeah, like even with Street Fighter fans and Tekken fans themselves, we kept asking, "Where's Tekken Cross Street Fighter? When are we going to see like the Tekken style crossover?"
I got overly hyped for a stupid moment there too when it was last year's Evo when Ono came out. I was like,
Like,
Tekken
bruh.
Cross.
And then Harada kicked him out.
And you know it was a joke amongst them all. They were all joking, and I'm just like, don't play with me like that.
Like, it's at least they're aware that we want that and we want to
Yeah.
see that soon.
I just think it's like one of those things where like, how do we go about it?
Yeah.
Or like the fa slash like, you know, the Capcom version was not well received. Even
I mean,
if it was super fun.
It was a good game, but no one liked the gems and the DLC that was already in my disc I had to pay for.
Exactly. Yeah. Now again, that one, they kind of want to stay away from that controversy again, which I
Yeah,
totally
so
understand and totally respect.
and I feel like at this time they definitely could now. I mean, time has passed. Capcom's at a good place now with their fighting games. Namco is right now. Unfortunately, Soul Calibur probably, we won't see it ever again, or maybe not for a long
Probably not see that
time.
game. That was one of my favorite games too. But yeah, no, I mean it's possible now because that's kind of, like I said, that's kind of the beauty of it. We get some of the guest characters are now a thing within fighting games, and they're all kind of friends, and they all talk. It's like, hey, can we have like so and so in our game? Like, yeah, you can have so and so.
No, yeah, like, you even get like Harada, like straight up, talking to fans and persons like, "Hey, can you get Kiryu from Yakuza to be in Tekken?" And he's like, "Yeah, let me just go talk to the director of the games quick, and we'll see what happens."
But also, don't ask me for shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it really is kind of nuts that we're getting that this is happening because again, this opens the door to a lot of possibilities, whether or not we get like more crossover characters from other games or more characters from our established games. But the fact that like, hey, they're talking. Could this mean something? And a lot of it is cope. Don't get me wrong. We are KI fans. All we know is cope. That's all we know.
Like, you made me forget about my coping, man. Why do you gotta remind me of it?
I'm sorry, man. We have to. We're KI heads. But that's all we know. But no, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to all the possibilities. Like again, I would love it, but I don't think that we're gonna get like all those character like crossover characters for each season. That makes no sense. Maybe a guest character, one guest character per season, because we got, Mai and Terry, but we also got Bison and Elena. And I know a lot of people are upset that that's kind of it, but I'm kind of okay with it because
I
we
mean,
get two guest characters.
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with it. Yeah, we probably would have to wait a little bit longer, but I mean, I'm used to it at this point because I'm back then, when they were still doing like Arcade Edition or Ultra Street Fighter 4, it was still like a big, like, time of waiting, for all those characters to be included. So I'm not too bad with that.
And it had to be characters that made sense because I still remember when people were, and these are people who were that into fighting games like we are, where they're like they saw the on the was it Anya or no Yor, from Spy X Family. They're like, oh, can we play Yor? I'm like, no, why would you think that?
No, like as exciting as it is, I was more expecting like a your outfit for Chun-Li than
I
her
mean,
being a
that was
character.
the that was what I was expecting. And yeah, they're just kind of crazy how like we're getting all that stuff now.
Yeah, I mean,
It
possibilities are is
the possibilities are endless.
yeah, I mean, like we got Baiken from Guilty Gear and Samurai Showdown, which was
Yes.
crazy.
And yeah, no, it's that like, and if I do feel like it has to be a character that makes sense. SNK characters make sense. Like I remember people talking about like the kind of the meme right now is that SNK loves Terry and Kyo. Kusanagi is kind of over there with a little tear in his eye going down. And I'm like, well, yeah, Kyo would be awesome. Don't get me wrong. I like Kyo. I like Iori. I like K-Dash. I'd come around with Shune. Ash is cool. I'm not saying that's like a negative to any of them. I always say there's always a positive to something. But Terry is the icon. That is Fatal Fury, buddy.
Like he's pretty much the face of his company as much as Ryu represents, I guess. Well, not Capcom as a whole, but Street Fighter though.
Ryu is the poster child for Capcom fighters. He is the poster child. In the same way that Terry is the poster child for SNK fighters. Because, like, Ryo would be awesome. But then he's just this, not to say he is, but he's
Yeah, like
kind of, yeah.
he's somewhat
Yeah.
similar to Ryu, but not.
Than that. And like same thing with Mai. Mai is like up there as one of the quintessential female fighting game characters.
Yeah, like she's like one of the most recognizable female fighters out there,
Yeah.
up there with Chun-Li and Nina.
Chun Li, Nina, Cammy. I mean, really, it's kind of like Chun Li and Cammy. But if like you were to think of a third one, it would be Mai. And like Mai is again, she's like one of the best known female characters. She's in DOA, Dead or Alive.
Twice.
Twice. Twice?
Yeah, DOA 5 and 6.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
I'm not saying twice as in like she's been in more than one. Like I'm saying like she's only been in two. Could have sworn she was in there for longer. But
no, and she
I'm
brought
probably thinking of the main chick though.
maybe, yeah, and then they also brought in Kulao Diamond from for 6.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. But no, like to us said, like Terry and Mai are the quintessential like Ryu and Chun from like for SNK. If we were to get a third character, it'd probably be no. I don't think Andy would count as that third character.
Like, nah, but if they would, who would they put in? Probably Joe Higashi.
Nah, I'm kind of leaning towards Kale on that one.
Okay. I don't know. He's a weird character. Like, yeah, he's somewhat recognizable, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's.
I don't think there is a third character for that. I think it's just those two. I mean, I say Andy because you gotta get the Bogard brothers in there. And like Mai, of course, because Mai is the female. This sounds very weird. But no, so again, it makes sense that we're going with these characters. And again, it has to make sense because again, Kyo would be awesome. It's Terry motherfucking. My motherfucking Shiranui. I would love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Actually, it might be Rock. No, Rock still it's pretty,
Rock, nah, he's kind of like Sakura level.
Yeah, Rock is Sakura level. But like I said, who knows where this like crossover could lead, because it very much is indicative. It's impressive. It's amazing that we're that these companies are talking to each other. The possibilities for all this, for all this fighting events, is just endless, because like it can go anywhere.
No, yeah. I
But
mean,
yeah.
they're like, even like big crossovers again, like you got like Street Fighter Cross Tekken, SNK versus Capcom, Smash Brothers, where we have like Ryu, Ken, Terry, and Kazuya all together.
They can do it again in Street Fighter 6. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. I think that's most of it that we can talk about that we have today. But yeah, no, guys, we're excited for Street Fighter 6 for DLC 2, Season 2. Whatever comes. Will there be a Street Fighter character in City of the Wolves? I hope so. That would be pretty cool.
I mean,
That's how.
they did appear in Power Rangers, so it's up there.
It's up there. And you know, Mai does come out around the time where it should maybe probably should be coming around the time City of the Wolves comes out, so it could be possible.
I think the City of the Wolves comes out next year, right?
Yeah, early 2025.
Yeah,
City of the Wolves.
so it comes around to, wait, is my last character or was it Elena?
Elena's last character.
Okay, so probably around Elena then.
Well, no. Mai is winter 2025.
Like, okay, that's what confuses me the most. It's like, are we waiting a whole year for Mai, or
No, no,
is it
no,
gonna
no,
be
no,
like
no, no,
in
no, 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 no,
January?
no, 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 no. Mai is coming winter 2025, which means either the end of next year, which would be really fucking weird, or the beginning of next year. So like January, February.
I can see it as
You're thinking of
January.
the order how it looks on the screen.
Yeah, like that's what threw me off, and even Max talked about it in his video too. So like, we're just assuming it'll be in January.
Yeah. We're assuming it'd be January or February. Kind of like, because who came out winter?
Who's that?
Summer was Rashid, because Rashid was still playable
Coming
during
and
Evo.
then Aki, and then let me see who
Ed
was.
was it was Ed.
Yeah, it was Ed.
Ed was winter.
So sometime in February.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like the order is weird. Because there was a moment, because the way I was thinking about it, winter 2025, it was like, oh, we gotta wait a whole year for mine. I'm like, that makes no sense. There's too many
Yeah.
gaps of stuff.
It's such a large gap to skip through.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, no, I can't. That can't be right. I gotta use my critical thinking brain.
Yeah.
Not to say anyone doesn't, but it's a lot of people were thought that too. My brother thought that too. There was one more I thought that too, but they're like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. And then I started thinking like, oh no, it's this. But yeah. Like again, the floodgates have opened. There's no other way I can explain this. There's so many possibilities now. Will we get a new Kekken versus NK? Maybe. I don't know. We have to wait and see. And if it's good, hopefully we get another marble. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. But anyways, if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At the Geeks and Turners, we're also active on Instagram. And be sure to follow the link tree on there, where you can find us on YouTube. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, all other podcasting platforms, and a Patreon. And yeah, we're Terry. I can't explain how like it's Terry. I literally had to hold it. I literally had to hold in my excitement because I was at work when I came out.
Like they're like when I was watching the Summer Game Fest and suddenly I saw Terry walking down, I was like, there's no way you're screwing with me right now. But no, it was freaking Terry.
And then we get Mai, and it's even better.
Yeah,
A lot of exciting things. Ari engine Mai, there's a lot of people talking about. I'm thinking about how crazy those combos are gonna be with Terry, and then the B Janet stuff and Fox death and all that stuff. How Fatal Fury is gonna play, the potential Fatal Fury, a lot of cool stuff. But anyways, guys, we're gonna put an end to this now. I already gave out the whole spiel, but it's been me, your boy Eli.
Yeah, and it's Daniel.
And you guys have a good one. Peace.